Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Boy Scout abuse settlement.
$850 million fund.
Searching again in Surfside.
We're proceeding with planning for the likely demolition of the building.
Milestone in Afghanistan.
American troops left without any fanfare.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. One of the largest children's groups that date back more than a century is making history again, this time with a settlement over sexual abuse. Correspondent Mola Lange spoke with a survivor.
Anthony Mandich was around 10 years old when he says a scout leader first sexually abused him.
Touching and talking.
He left his first group because of the abuse, but joined another troop in Sun Valley, California shortly after.
That started something that went on for 2 years.
He says a different leader abused him there. He didn't tell anyone at the time, but now says the pain traumatized him.
I feel like it's ruined my whole life.
Mandich is one of almost 90,000 alleged victims who filed claims against the Boy Scouts of America when the organization filed for bankruptcy in February. In the proposed settlement deal released late last night, the national organization would set up an $850 million fund and allow victims to try for more through insurance payouts.
This is a bad deal for survivors.
Michael Pfau represents Mandich and more than 1,000 other people with claims.
It doesn't hold the Boy Scouts accountable. It doesn't hold the local councils accountable.
Victims groups involved in the deal said it is a significant accomplishment that achieves consensus.
Workers are back at the pile of tangled metal and concrete at the site of last week's condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. The operation was paused for more than 12 hours. Correspondent Omar Villafranca heard from Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Cava-Levine.
We will continue to search feverishly, as we have done all along, in the parts of the collapse that we currently have access to.
Search and rescue efforts resumed after a 15-hour standstill over safety concerns that the rest of the building could come down. Officials in Miami-Dade County said they are planning for a likely demolition of the remaining building.
This is a decision that we need to make extremely carefully.
Alan Kilsheimer is a structural engineer.
No one really knows exactly what the condition of the remaining building is.
USA Today details a work summary that says repairs on the building were postponed because it would have meant closing the pool to residents. A new sign: American troops have almost completed their withdrawal from Afghanistan. Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
We got confirmation here in Kabul from U.S. officials this morning that all American and coalition forces have departed from Bagram Air Base, that sprawling symbol of power north of Kabul. Their unceremonious departure is the most significant milestone yet, that America's longest war here has finally come to an end. It's now in the hands of Afghan security forces. That is way ahead of President Biden's promise to remove all U.S. forces by September 11th. Now, that doesn't mean the full withdrawal of American troops is complete yet.
In this country, blistering heat is on the move. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
As we look towards the weekend, we start to set more records further east. So we'll do it in Bismarck, North Dakota. We'll do it in Fargo. We'll even do it in portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota as well.
Elsa powered up to a hurricane this morning. Officials in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, already battered by volcanic eruptions, have closed schools, businesses, and the airport there. David says the system could reach the U.S. next week, affecting search and rescue at the condo collapse site.
Right now, the most likely track would be a landfall somewhere in Florida sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday. Model guidance is anywhere between a Fort Myers, a Tampa, and a Florida panhandle landfall.
A possible tornado passed through Washington, D.C. last night. For millions of Americans, the 4th of July weekend has already begun. The AAA's Janet Tidwell says people are hitting the roads in numbers unseen since the pandemic began.
The Great American Road Trip has returned, as 90% of all travelers will go by car, and the car travel volume will set a record for the July 4th holiday weekend.
The U.S. is temporarily suspending all federal executions. Attorney General Merrick Garland is imposing a moratorium so the Justice Department can review policies and procedures on capital punishment. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
This seems like a logical response to what the Trump administration did at the end of its term. The Trump administration rushed to execute 13 individuals in 6 months, even in cases where there are questions about the legitimacy of the convictions and the imposition of the death penalty.
It's a massive frustration for travelers, bags that don't arrive on time. Now, the Transportation Department will propose airlines be required to refund fees if checked luggage isn't delivered to passengers quickly enough. Legislation would also require money back for extras like internet access if it's not available during flights. America's fastest woman, Sha'Carri Richardson, has tested positive for pot. CBS's Monica Rick says that could dash her Olympic hopes.
The superstar sprinter was tested the day of her historic U.S. Olympic trial run last month.
Here comes Sha'Carri Richardson's going to Tokyo.
That run on NBC Sports. Her sights were set on gold in the 100-meter dash, but Richardson could now get sidelined from the Summer Games. Weed is banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency, and it could suspend her for 30 days. The Olympics start in 3 weeks.
One of the most legendary and influential rock stars died 50 years ago tomorrow. Correspondent Steve Futterman looks back.
He was the lead singer of one of the 60s most iconic groups.
Hello.
Jim Morrison, with his distinctive voice, poetic lyrics, and unpredictable behavior, became one of rock's most well-known personalities. Photographer Henry Diltz worked with The Doors and Morrison.
I always thought of them as a shooting star. They burned brightly and quickly and then left.
People are strange.
Anthony DeCurtis is a critic with Rolling Stone magazine.
It was more than just music. I mean, he wanted to transport people.
Morrison also had substance issues.
This is the end.
And in 1971 in Paris, he was found dead in a bathtub. The official cause of death: heart failure.
His death at 27 was just stunning to me.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Car seat backs could be getting safer. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The House, before leaving for July 4th recess, voted to approve a more than $700 billion transportation and infrastructure package. Part of that legislation includes a proposal CBS News has followed closely regarding seatback safety in vehicles. The new provision would require the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration to update its decades-old strength standard in vehicle seats within 2 years.
A companion bill in the Senate is awaiting a full vote. Disney is tweaking a greeting to make it gender inclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages.
The intro to the Magic Kingdom fireworks at Disney World will now be simply
good evening, dreamers of all ages.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 2nd. Produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.